The Seattle Archdiocese recently released 77 names of clergy who have admitted to sexually abusing minors, or the Archdiocese found allegations against them to be established or credible. Some of the clergy on that list are priests who worked on reservation land. The Catholic Church has had a presence on Indian reservations since the 1800s. Their missionary work was intertwined with early U.S. government policy toward Native Americans.
When priests showed up on Native lands to establish missions, the kids were subjected to abuse, just like their parents were subjected to violence and subjugation by army and military personnel.
That's attorney Vito De La Cruz. He represents many victims of abuse by Catholic clergy in the Northwest, particularly Native American victims. He says this country's history has left American Indians especially vulnerable to this abuse.
In comes a church, in comes a missionary, and they establish these locations where they're supposed to minister to the people. But the history of this country has promoted the stripping of natives of all of the things that are important to them, including their religion and faith. And that was done with the complicity and the participation of the Catholic Church and other religions as well. And you have these representatives of the church who ostensibly and are advertised to speak for God. And then you have those people abusing kids across generations. You take an extremely vulnerable population and overlay it with sexual abuse by divine authority, almost. It is a profound trauma.
And then let's remember why some of these priests and nuns were there on those reservations in the first place.
On the reservation, you have, as I mentioned before, a very isolated population. And when folks got moved to the reservation, they often were problem priests, problem nuns, who did not necessarily have any other place to go other than to the most remote part of Montana or into the rural areas of Washington or into the native villages up in Alaska, so that they could be removed as far away from society as possible. That's one of the ways that the church dealt with it. Even after they were subjected to some kind of therapy, because these treatment centers were established by the Catholic Church in various locations going back into the 40s and 50s. But what they did after they went there for whatever treatment they received, they would send them back to the reservation. It did nothing but exacerbate the problem because it created a whole new pool of victims for those people to abuse.
And how has the church responded to those allegations?
Well, until recently, with the installation of Pope Francis, they've not had a very good track record for responding to those allegations. And look at what happened recently with the release of the names from the Seattle Archdiocese. They named priests, but those weren't all of the abusers. Teachers or deacons who were members of the church, they also engaged in sexual abuse of kids. Those names have not been released. And the church's response, for the most part, was to hide, to protect its assets, to protect its priests, and essentially short-circuit the entire criminal prosecution of all of these people.
How much do you think this kind of sex abuse goes on today in reservations?
I think with the spotlight that has been thrown on it, the incidences may not be as easily detected. But what I fear is that it still goes on with the same manipulation of the authorities with respect to who gets reported, who gets prosecuted. You got to keep in mind, a lot of the reservations are somewhat isolated, and we have abysmal economic and social conditions, very high unemployment rates, very high dropout rates, suicide rates, those things that make the community much more vulnerable. And a vulnerable community is less apt to speak up when something like this happens.
How big is the Catholic community among Northwest Native American tribes in 2016?
Oh, my. I think it's fairly substantial. For the longest time, this is, again, going back to history, there was a governmental program to strip families of their kids and put them in boarding schools. So we're talking about several generations from the early 1900s all the way through the 1960s and late 1960s when kids were still being put into boarding schools forcibly. So it's there.
Attorney Vito Dela Cruz is with us talking about these allegations, the fallout, continuing stories still being told about Catholic Church sexual abuse. We talked last week with a spokesperson for the Seattle Archdiocese, and he told us that sexual abuse is not just a Catholic problem, that in fact it happens at a similar rate outside the church, that the Catholic Church mirrors the rest of society. What do you say to that?
I think that's fundamentally wrong. Amongst Catholic priests and religious order members, there is an overriding requirement of celibacy that creates a whole lot of different problems for the men and the women who become Catholic nuns or priests. I agree with the statement that sexual abuse occurs in other religious orders, but I don't think that the issue of celibacy is as strong in those denominations as it is with the Catholic Church. We have men and women who are programmed into these careers as priests and nuns from a very young age, and that leads to a whole series of problems when it comes to relating with young people. So I agree with only part of that statement. I think the evidence is there that it's much more prevalent within the Catholic Church.
I wonder where you see the legacy of this sexual abuse on reservation lands today.
It is not just a dark cloud, but it is a profound, profound wound. It's a cross-generational wound that a lot of the Native folks have endured. When that fundamental trust between a layperson and a priest or a nun has been violated in the most gross way imaginable, the scars that people endure lead to other scars and other problems. There are issues with alcoholism and drug abuse, domestic violence, violence in general. I mean, the suicide rates on Native lands are abnormally and absurdly high. So I think it's an enduring legacy, one that's going to take a long time to repair. It's going to take a lot of effort on the part of the Native communities to heal themselves and to find the means necessary to do that for their populations and for their members.
And so hard to extricate that from the history of injustice we're talking about in the first place.
How can you? I mean, it's so related. It is part of the fabric in many ways of what many of these Indian kids had to deal with.
Attorney Vito Dela Cruz, he has represented victims of abuse by Catholic clergy in the Northwest. Right now, he's representing 37 plaintiffs against the Great Falls Diocese in Montana, including Native Americans from the Crow and Cheyenne reservations. Dela Cruz is also handling several claims against a priest in the Yakima Diocese.